AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A California man, Brandon Say, is being called a hero after he seized the gun from a suspect who killed 10 people in Southern California.
Courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the ability to have adversity to fear when fearful events happen, such as this.
The suspect was later found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Say spoke to ABC's Good Morning America about his confrontation with the gunman.
I was able to pull the gun away from him, shove him aside, create some distance, point the gun at him, intimidate him, shout at him and say, "Get the hell out of here. I'll shoot. Get away. Go."
The massacre in Monterey Park, California, was the nation's fifth mass killing this month. Authorities are still searching for a motive. Poland's prime minister says his government will ask Germany for permission to send some of the Polish army's Leopard tanks to Ukraine. Poland needs the consent of Germany to send them to a non-NATO country. Officials say much of Pakistan was struck by a power outage as an energy-saving measure by the government backfired. Electricity was turned off during low usage hours to conserve fuel across the country, leaving technicians in Pakistan unable to boot up the system all at once after daybreak. Nine military officers who had worked decades ago at a nuclear missile base in Montana have been diagnosed with blood cancer. Slides from a military briefing obtained by the AP also say there are indications the disease may be linked to officers' service. One of the nine officers has died. Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego says he'll challenge independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema in Arizona in 2024. The announcement makes Gallego the first candidate to jump into the race in the battleground state and sets up a potential three-way contest. Sinema left the Democratic Party in December and hasn't said whether she'll run for re-election. This is AP News. Buckingham Palace is planning a weekend of community events and volunteerism to mark the coronation of King Charles III.
People will be watching us, and we do these things extremely well.
The schedule has been released for the three-day coronation weekend, which will begin with the crowning of Charles May 6th.
He's a very sensitive person, and he's very aware of the significance of the coronation ceremony. And so I think it'll be an extraordinary moment for him.
Historian Hugo Vickers says the royal family wants to show it still has a role in a nation struggling to deal with a cost of living crisis. Royal historian Dr. Tessa Dunlop hopes all the king's family will be there for the coronation, including Harry and Meghan.
But also I think the optics internationally mean that it's important there is a form of reconciliation.
The day after the coronation, Buckingham Palace is inviting people around the country to take part in the big help out, encouraging them to volunteer in their own communities. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.